وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. Your question is regarding where is the position of the hands after ركوع. Should you put it on the chest or you put it on the side of the body? والله المسألة خلافية يا أخي أسينو مادي. Brother, is a different opinion between the علماء. The majority of the علماء, they say that the person should put his hands in the sides of the body, and I'm sure you know about the opinion of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى and Ibn Hazm and others. ظاهر كلام Ibn Hazm. Well, يعني the showing speech from Ibn Hazm and others that to put the hands on the chest. رحمة الله على الجميع. Same thing, the khilaf still continue till now between the علماء. The big ulama in our time, rahmatullah ta'ala, they have the same khilaf. Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen insisting on putting the hand on the chest. Same thing in Lajna Daima, rahmatullah ta'ala, Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Muqaddad and others, all of them they put in the sides. I saw the people praying behind Sheikh Yahya in two different ways. Have lots of people behind Sheikh Yahya, lots of students. It doesn't matter if it's the same range of Sheikh Yahya or lower than that. They have two different opinions. Some of them they put the hand in the sides, as Sheikh Muqbil was rahimahullah ta'ala, and some of them they put in the hands, and they still keep their brotherhood still continue, and we would never affect the brotherhood and the akhwa in between them. Okay, my dear brother, if you're asking about the evidence, actually the majority of the ulama, they say that it's because it's the normal situation of the human. The normal situation of the human is to keep the hands on the sides when he's walking, when he's standing after the prayer. They say the normal situation for the person who is outside the prayer for his hands to be on the side of his body. Same thing, barakallahu fika, in terms of the ease for the person is to be the hands on the sides. Same thing, because there's no dalil. So we put the hands on the sides, because putting the hand on the chest is a ibadah. Need an evidence, because there is no clear evidence in this masala that we put in the sides. Until the end, all the evidence of the majority of the ulama, as you see, it's istinbatiyah. It's according to the understanding and according to the asl of the person outside the prayer. There is no clear nas from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this specific issue. This is the truth, ya akhwani fillah, and leave the takalluf. I saw kind of research for some people, no need to mention their names, and it's full of takalluf, full of, it's too heavy, and they try to bring some adilla from me and they to say, look, actually, the hands was in the sides, you understand, you know. There is no, ya akhi, and this is the speech of the ulama of the majority in this mas'ala. Mas'ala istinbatiyya binisbati lahum, ليس الدليلية. Then, ya akhi, barakallahu fik, you have the opinion from Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala and others. They go with the general adilla of putting the hand on the chest. So the majority they use it to prove that the hand should be on the chest before the ruku', they use it also after ruku'. Yani Imam Ahmad and whoever following this kind of opinion, they say it's the same being applied for after ruku'. For example, Hadith Sahih al-Musa'id Sahih. He said, كنا نؤمر أن نضع أيماننا على شمائلنا في الصلاة. They used to order us to put our hands on each other, the right hand on the left hands on the chest in the prayer. كنا نؤمر أن نضع أيماننا على شمائلنا في الصلاة. They used to order us to put our right hand on the left hand in the prayer. يعني في القيام. في القيام. During the standing in the prayer. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, look, this hadith is general. Whenever you are in standing, you must put the right hand and the left hand. So before the ruku' standing and after ruku' standing. The majority they said, no, this hadith is mutlaq. It's only for the situation before ruku', not after. Doesn't apply for after. Imam Ahmad, they said, no, this is not mutlaq, this is am. Before and after. You understand? Same thing حديث أبي حميد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه حديث أبي هريرة نحن معشر الأنبياء أمرنا نضع أيماننا على شمائلنا في الصلاة. The prophets they used to put their right hand on the left hand in the prayer. This hadith means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or the prophets before him in the prayer. This is the behavior in the prayer. This is the position for the hands in the prayer. The majority same. They say this is applied for before Rukun Qunut, after Imam Ahmad and others. They say no, this is am. That's why Ibn Hazm rahmahullah ta'ala support يعني his ظاهر كلام, he the showing from his speech support madhhab Imam Ahmad rahmahullah ta'ala and others, because Imam Ahmad Ibn Hazm rahmahullah ta'ala is his qawaid that the mutlaq must go inside the am. Anyway, it's a khilaf in between the ulama, and for us ya akhwani fillah, يعني what we do and what I do and what all I ask my brothers and my students is to put the right hand on the left hand after the ruku', because lots of evidence, for example the umum, and same thing ya akhwani fillah, when you read the statements and the speech of the majority of America in this masala, you see always they say there is no dalil, there is no dalil to prove this, there is no dalil, so we go back to the asl, there is no dalil, so we go back to the asl. It's heavy to say there is something in the prayer and there is a part in the prayer that doesn't have dalil about it. This is heavy for us. I mean, imagine how the prophets, they describe every single part inside the prayer of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hand here, where his hand is here, where his hand here, where his feet, how it looks, everything, they describe it completely. For example, regarding his hands during the sitting of the tashahhud, they explain where in the knees and how he did it and how he pointed with his finger, and on the thighs how he did it and how he described it completely. When the Prophet did the sujood, his hand where it was exactly during the sujood. During the standing, when the Prophet raised his hands for the takbir, how it hands used to look like. Where is the position of the hands in between his shoulder, up, down? Hadith ibn Umar, Hadith Abi Hurairah, Hadith Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Hadith Wa'il ibn Hijr, Hadith. All this is a clear, authentic hadith that show us the position of the hand, where it was. Even the feet. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was doing sujood, the Prophet, she was touching where the Prophet, then she touched both of his feet. They said, look, this is an evidence that his feet was close to each other. The tools of his feet was toward the qibla. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحدث في البخاري كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سجد كانت ضغط على يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he press on his toes until it became under the toes go to the direction of the qibla. قال وكانت أصابع قدميه في السجود إلى القبلة. والحديث الصحيح till the end. So this specific details description for every single part in his body, alayhi salam wa sallam, could the companion could show us or make us understand that the companions could ignore what is the position of the hands after the qiyam, after the standing, after ruku', during the standing, after ruku'. It's quite far. It's heavy to say that. You understand? So we believe the ahadith, al-hadith al-am, the general ahadith, it show us that actually they mention it. And they didn't mention specifically because it's the same standing. Hadith Sahih Musa'ad said, إِذَا كَانَ قَيْمًا قِيَامًا standing before ruku', standing after ruku', standing. Simple as that. Same thing, يا أخواني في الله. يعني when you speak in the majority of the when you read the speech and the speech of the majority of the ulama, you see that inside the talk, they say that you put it in the side, because we do qiyas comparison with the situation of the human after the prayer, with the situation of the Muslim after the prayer, outside the prayer. When the person is outside the prayer, his hands should be in the side. His hands should be in the side, so inside the prayer he do the same, because there is no need to prove it. يعني subhanAllah, where is the closer? Like Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah and others, they say, where is the closer position to compare, to make qiyas with the position of after ruku'? We people, we don't agree about all qiyas and general qiyas. You understand? But if we said, okay, do qiyas for that position, for the position after ruku', to the position before ruku', it's closer, and both of them, they share the same base, is inside the prayer. Better than you compare it with something is outside the prayer. Your position and your standing outside the prayer. You understand? Even they say, when you are waiting for someone or whatever, you're going to put your hand inside. So, qiyas, compare it with that situation. No need to go too far. Go closer to that position, to the position after ruku', is when you are inside the prayer before ruku'. So, compare it. We say, so the standing after ruku' is closer to the standing before ruku'. So, when your hands, that position on the chest, by that way, do the same. For all this kind of evidence and others, We believe that the opinion from Ahmad Rahmat and others is more authentic and more close to the truth. Wallahu alam. I just want to enlighten all my brothers and sisters regarding this mas'ala. You must understand this mas'ala is khilafiyya, different opinions. It doesn't affect our brotherhood. Our love and our brotherhood must remain the same. You pray behind Imam, he put his hands on his chest and you put it in the sides. It's okay also. You understand? And the opposite also is okay. You pray behind an Imam that he put on his chest, you put in the side or the opposite. It shouldn't affect our brotherhood and leave the word of bid'ah. The claim that these put hands on each other after ruku, it's bid'ah or bid'atun hijaziyya. This is really a far opinion and far speech. No need for this kind of statements. And like I will say, the akhwan fillah, huwa amalu kathirin min as-salaf. Barakallahu feekum. So no need for this kind of statements. And the mas'ala khilafiyya mashhura. Barakallahu feekum.